This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. A high-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a five-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. More from our correspondent.
Both the nations will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Defense, security and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded in recent times. As far as the bilateral trade is concerned, India is the largest exporter of pharmaceuticals to the Philippines. Pen Singh, Akashwani News.
Both the Houses of the Parliament have been adjourned for the day yesterday. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi yesterday. While the proceedings of the Lok Sabha marched following opposition protest over special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans in support of the demand to discuss SIR exercise. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest and later adjourned the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said, Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of the tribal communities. The House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. The Ministry of External Affairs has stated that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interest and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. It said that the US had actively encouraged such imports by India at that time to strengthen global energy market stability. The ministry emphasized that India's imports are intended to ensure predictable and affordable energy costs for Indian consumers and are a necessity compelled by the global market situation. The Ministry of Defence has denied issuing any report on the identities and background of the Pahalgam attackers. The ministry's statement came in response to reports circulating on social media and attributed to the armed services. It added that no remarks of this nature have been made by the Armed Forces Public Relations Officers or any nominated spokesperson. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has extended the special registration drive for the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana till the 15th of this month. A door-to-door awareness cum enrollment campaign led by Anganwadi and Asha workers aims to reach out to all eligible pregnant and lactating women and ensure their timely registration under the scheme. According to the Ministry of Women and Child Development, PMMVY provides financial assistance to support nutritious diets and improve health-seeking behavior amongst pregnant women and lactating mothers, along with promoting positive attitudes towards the girl child. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3.53 crore registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. India pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the 5-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in the second innings on day 5 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.